Hello, I'm Stephen Goodwin. It's Tuesday the 19th of August, and welcome to episode number 24 of The Beer Crate, the podcast for owl lovers the world over. This is the first part in our special five-part coverage of the Great British Beer Festival. This week's episode covers Tuesday, and begins with the procedures involved in attending such a festival. We also have quick tastings of a selection of the award-winning champion beers on offer, and our usual selection of news, festivals, and our try before you die. So let's get cracking. News, and Cane's are in administration with PricewaterhouseCooper. The brewery has existed since the 19th century, but was purchased recently in just 2003, and was combined with Honeycomb Leisure to add 92 pubs to its roster. Trading still continues, and the staff I spoke to recently were confident about their future. Let's hope this isn't a casualty of the credit crunch, and whatever money is needed can be found to help this rather good brewery. Also in the financial sector, the Busch family are looking to sell the Anheuser-Busch brand to InBev. The deal is said to be worth $52 billion, with the Busch family pocketing around $150 million from cash, stocks and consultancy fees. Nice work if you can get it. Drinker's Diary, and there are four festivals coming up in the very near future. The first begins tomorrow, Wednesday the 20th of August, and runs through to Saturday the 23rd. This is the 13th Clacton-on-Sea Beer Festival, and takes place at St James's Hall, Tower Road, Clacton. Next is the 28th Durham Beer Festival, from Thursday the 28th to Saturday the 30th of August. This is held at Students' Union, Dunham House, New Elvet. On Thursday the 4th of September through to Saturday the 6th, we have the Ulverston's Charter Beer Festival at Coronation Hall, Ulverston, in Cumbria. And finally, from the 11th to the 13th of September, that's Thursday to Saturday, we have Birmingham Beer Festival, which takes place at the Aston University Students Guild, Goster Green, Aston. The festival procedure is very simple, and can be summed up in four words. Rent glass, buy beer. This is normal for all the festivals I've been to recently. The first choice you have to make is whether to buy the pint or half-pint glass for the princely sum of, say, £3. The glass is a custom design for the particular festival you're going to, so if you choose to keep it, you can. If not, you return it before you leave and you get your money back. You can bring your own glass or tankard, providing it's formally stamped to correctly identify the pint mark. But in reality, why would you bother? The trick here is to buy a pint glass, but then only order thirds or halves. That way you should get a little extra each time, particularly in the case of halves, as the lines between the pump and barrel hold just under half a pint. This means you need to pull twice to get a measure, and they sometimes miss. One problem with the GBBF, and is true of most festivals, is that there is nowhere to clean your glass or your palate. Therefore, a regular trip to the toilet to rinse the glass is recommended, although the queue for the gents is something usually only seen in nightclubs and for the ladies. As for the palate cleansing, take a small bag of crackers or bread with you. Both are better cleansers than water and easier to pack. Quick tastings. In this section, we give a brief yet discriminating summary of a number of different beers from around the world. All have been personally tasted and graded. Naturally, everyone has different tastes, and these are mine, so your mileage may vary. This week, we'll be reviewing some of the festival winners. These were announced on the Tuesday evening, and full details can be found in next week's video special. First is Alton's Pride by the Triple F's Brewery. This won gold in the bitter category and hails from Hampshire. It also won the Overall Champion Award. It's a 3.8% light golden beer that's slightly cloudy but comes across with a sharp fizziness, slight malts and a full growing aftertaste. It's a good standard, if inoffensive, and worthwhile, scoring 8 out of 10. Black Dog Freddy from Beckstones. This beer is black in name and nature, and therefore not surprising that it won gold in the mild category, and second overall. As a mild, it's nicely balanced and slight in taste and aftertaste, so you have to pay attention. This mellowness carries throughout, but still able to keep all the characteristics of a mild together. It definitely grows and is something you'd consider for a session. It's 3.8% and scores 8 out of 10. Rhymney Dark from Rhymney. This is one of the many good Welsh beers available at this year's festival. It won a bronze in the mild category, and is a good rounded brown mild with touches of licorice. It has a good aftertaste too, but one that cuts out immediately after drinking, but returns seconds later with bitterness. It's 4% and scores 7 out of 10. Orkney Blast from Highland. This bronze winner in the strong bitter category clocks in at an impressive 6%. It has woody aromas and a golden colour to tempt you into believing it's a light beer. But with that comes a fulsome mouthfeel that indicates it's something stronger. This is followed by the strong biscuit malt aftertaste that ultimately sits heavy on the palate. Not so much a session ale, but one that works well for the end of the evening. And it's not surprising that it fits in the same category as Fuller's ESB. 7.5 out of 10. Try before you die. In this section of the show, we will cast a discerning eye over the best beers that this world has to offer. We shall mention its history, the brewery behind the beer, and why we feel this is a superior brew worthy of your attention. This week's Try Before You Die features several beers. After all, any beer festival should be loaded with them. At the GBBF was no exception. The silver winner in the strong bitter category was Fuller's ESB. This is now fairly common in pubs around the country, especially the capital, so it fits more into the category of exceptional standards, which we may introduce to the show in due course. ESB is a 5.5% ale that was first brewed in 1971, using pale ale and crystal malts, and from Target, Challenger, Northdown and Golding's hops. This combination is strong, deep and finely balanced, and never has Drink It in Moderation been more apt than with ESB. Dorothy Goodbody's Wholesome Stout won gold in the Camera Bottle Condition Beers category. This won our Try Before You Die back in episode 13, so we'll recap only to say that this is a 4.6% ale that's black with full creamy head. It's slightly dry with nutty and chocolate notes on the nose and has a slight thin fizz. The speciality beer winner was Otley Brewing's O Garden from episode 21. This is a 5.4% beer with honey touches throughout, in the mouthfeel, taste and follow through. It's light, pleasantly murky with a light CO2. All three are certainly worthy of your attention. Next week we'll have a special video podcast that will detail all of the winners and give you a visual presentation of the festival. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. To give us a tasting of your opinions, you can email us on thebeercrate@gmail.com. If you prefix the subject line with two colons, you can be sure to avoid the spam filters. Remember to enjoy everything from the Beer Crate safely and responsibly, so you can be back here with us next week. Until then, cheers. This podcast has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, No Derivatives version. See www.thebeercrate.com for details.